وما كان لمؤمن أن يقتل مؤمنا إلا خطأ ومن قتل مؤمنا خطأ فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة ودية مسلمة إلى أهله إلا أن يصدقوا فإن كان من قوم عدو لكم وهو مؤمن فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة وإن كان من قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق فدية مسلمة إلى أهله وتحرير رقبة مؤمنة فمن لم يجد فصيام شهرين متتابعين توبة من الله وكان الله عليما حكيما.
It is not for a believer to slay another believer unless by mistake. And he who has slain a believer by mistake, his atonement is to set free from bondage a believing person, and to pay blood money to his, that is, the slain person's heirs, unless they forego it by way of charity. And if the slain belonged to a hostile people, but was a believer, then the atonement is to set free from bondage a believing person. And if the slain belonged to a non-Muslim people, with whom you have a covenant, then the atonement is to pay the blood money to his heirs, and to set free from bondage a believing person. But he who cannot free a slave should fast for 2 consecutive months. This is the penance ordained by Allah. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. And he who has slain a believer by mistake, since the person killed was a believer, expiation of the sin required the emancipation of a Muslim slave, a believing person, and to pay blood money to his, that is, the slain person's heirs. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has fixed the blood money at either 100 camels, 200 oxen, or 2,000 heads of cattle. If someone wished to pay this in another form, the amount would be determined with reference to the market value of the animals mentioned above. For instance, for those who wished to pay blood money in cash, the fixed amount in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was 800 dinars, 8,000 dirhams. In the time of the Caliph Umar, the amount of blood money was fixed at 1,000 golden dinars, 12,000 silver dirhams. It should be noted, however, that this amount relates to an unintentional rather than a deliberate homicide. And to set free from bondage a believing person. The legal injunctions embodied in this verse are as follows. 1. If the victim was a resident of the domain of Islam, Dar al-Islam, the assassin is not only required to pay blood money, but also to emancipate a slave by way of expiation. 2. If the victim was a resident of the domain of war, Dar al-Harb, the assassin is only required to emancipate a slave. 3. If the victim was a resident of a non-Muslim country which had treaty relations with an Islamic state, the assassin is required to emancipate a slave and also to pay blood money. The amount of blood money, however, depends on the terms stipulated in the treaty between the Muslims and the territory to which the victim belonged. But he who cannot free a slave should fast for 2 consecutive months. This means that he should observe uninterrupted fasting for the entire period. If a man breaks his fast for just one day without a legally valid reason, he will be required to resume fasting afresh. This is the penance ordained by Allah. This shows that what has been prescribed is an act of repentance and expiation rather than a penalty inflicted on a criminal. Penalization is essentially devoid of the spirit of repentance and of the urge to self-reform. A penalty is suffered under duress, usually with resentment, and leaves behind repugnance and bitterness. On the contrary, what God wants is that the believer who has committed a sin should wash away its stain from his soul by supererogatory worship. by acts of charity, and by a meticulous fulfillment of the duties incumbent upon him. Such a person is required to turn to God in remorse and repentance, so that his sin may be forgiven and his soul secured against the recurrence of similar errors.
وَمَن يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا
And he who willfully slays a believer, his reward is hell, where he will abide. Allah's wrath is against him, and he has cast his curse upon him, and has prepared for him a great chastisement.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ضربتم في سبيل الله فتبينوا ولا تقولوا لمن ألقى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا تبتغون عرض الحياة الدنيا فعند الله مغانم كثيرة كذلك كنتم من قبل فمن الله عليكم فتبينوا إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا
Believers, when you go forth in the way of Allah, ascertain and distinguish between friend and foe, and do not say to him who offers you the greeting of peace, you are not a believer. If you seek the good of this worldly life, there lies with Allah abundant gain. After all, you too were such before, but then Allah was gracious to you. Discern then, for Allah is well aware of what you do. But then Allah was gracious to you. Discern then. In the early days of Islam, the greeting of Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, was a distinguishing symbol of the Muslims. When a Muslim greeted another Muslim with this expression, it signified that he was a member of the same community, that he was a friend and well-wisher, one who wished peace and security, from whom one need entertain no fear of hostility, and towards whom, in return, one should not behave with hostility. This was particularly important in those days because there were no distinctions in dress, language, and so on by which the Muslims could be conclusively marked off from others. The Muslims also encountered a strange problem on the battlefield. Whenever a Muslim was in danger of being harmed inadvertently by other Muslims during fighting, he resorted to either the Islamic greeting, Al-Salam Alaikum, or to pronouncing the Islamic creed, There is no God save Allah, La ilaha illallah, in order to indicate that he was their brother in faith. The Muslims, however, often suspected this to be merely a ruse of the enemy and therefore sometimes disregarded the utterance of the Islamic greeting or of the Islamic creed and killed such people. The purport of the verse is that no one has the right to summarily judge those who profess to be Muslims and to assume them to be lying for fear of their lives. At least two possibilities exist. The claim may either be true or it may be false. The truth can only be ascertained by proper investigation. While it is impossible to investigate a person's case properly during fighting, and this might enable him to save his life by lying, it is equally possible that an innocent true believer might be put to death by mistake.
لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
Those believers who sit at home, unless they do so out of a disabling injury, are not equals of those who strive in the way of Allah with their possessions and their lives. Allah has exalted in rank those who strive with their possessions and their lives over those who sit at home. This, even though to each Allah has promised some good reward, He has preferred for a mighty reward those who strive in the way of Allah over those who sit at home.
دَرَجَاتٍ مِّنْهُ وَمَغْفِرَةً وَرَحْمَةً وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
For them are ranks, forgiveness, and favors from Him. Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate.